Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. How do I always get what I want? I just go after it and figure out the how in the process. It is the end of first grade for me and tired of not getting what I wanted when I wanted it. So what do? Start selling what kids were obsessed with where I lived at any given moment. Fake tattoos, marbles, bogs, milk caps. Anything I could buy in quantity with the little money my parents would give me to buy the occasional ice cream or what I earned for doing chores for them. I would buy a pack of tattoos for, say, $2, and I would cut them out individually and sell them for 25 cents a piece, and the big ones for a dollar. I would make $5 out of $2. In the beginning, no kid wanted them. I could not blame them. These tattoos could easily be bought from the ice cream man because that is who I bought them from. But the ice cream man could not market them to the kids as good as I could or create the demand by saying things like they were the last of their kind or that they would get superpowers by owning one of them. My best tactic was to simply say, just buy the tattoo you want for less money instead of buying the whole pack for a lot more. Talk about marketing and economics 101. My annual shoe purchase came in twice a year now. One funded by my parents, the other funded by yours truly. Keep in mind that in these days, shoes would get ruined quicker as kids were actually in the streets being kids and actually playing some physical games. So yes, for me, one pair a year was not cutting it, and the older I got, the more I was not willing to roll with holes in my shoes or the famous talking shoes. And so I had to take matters into my own hands. I knew early on that if it was going to be, it was going to be fully up to me and only me. I genuinely believe that you and I are no different, that you and I, and truly everyone on this planet, have this hustler trait deep inside of us, just waiting to be tapped into. This hustler, or as I like to call it, this doer trait, is just waiting to be activated, to be called upon. We all have it. I promise you that nobody was robbed from this unstoppable beast that has allowed our existence to happen in this universe. Many just do not know how to activate it, are scared to activate it, or simply do not believe that they have it. But I am telling you, once you tap into this doer trait of yours, you become unstoppable. Life as you know it will forever never be the same. You go from poor me and I wish I could to simply it is up to me and I will make it happen. I will figure out a way. You will not have all the steps spelled out for you all the time. In fact, most of the time you will not. And that is okay. Do anyway. Create your own blueprint when one is not available. And by doing so, help pave the way for others. Learn to have the courage to say, I do not know how, but I will figure out it all along the way. Take the leap of faith in you and trust yourself enough to know without a shadow of a doubt that you will figure things out because you can. This does not mean to be reckless or to not plan or to not train. It means that even when you do plan, train, learn, and prepare yourself, you will still not always be fully ready to start your journey into the unknown. And you cannot wait till you have all the answers because you never will until you actually start. You can only read so much about how to do that perfect push-up. At some point, you must do the push-ups to master your perfect push-up. I am a firm believer that the how will always show up. You just need to get started on your journey. You just need to bet on yourself first before you can expect for others to bet on you or for life itself to bet on you. Sometimes we can be clear on what we want. We just get stuck on the how do I get what I want rabbit hole. And again, my answer always is and will be, just get moving and try anything. The how will always get figured out if you keep at it long enough. The how always shows up. I promise you it does. It has always shown up for me and for countless others who have decided to take the leap of faith on their dreams, aspirations, and desires. You just need to take that first step, that leap of faith that you have the tenacity to see things through because you do. The initial step does not need to be a leap. Just a step will do. Anything to simply get you started. Today, decide what is the one thing you can do, whatever it is that can get you started on your journey, on that life you have always desired and known that you can have if you only had the courage to get started. What is that one thing? Is it to register for a webinar? to register that URL for your side business, to make that call to a loved one you have been wishing to have back in your life. Perhaps it is to simply go for a 5-minute walk because you know you need to get some type of exercise, but running a mile or even a block sounds too exhausting. But hey, walking for 5 minutes, it's not. And 5 minutes is better than no minutes. And those 5 minutes grow into 6 and then 7. And before you know it, you are running not just 5 minutes, but a whole hour. But the truth is that 1 hour will never be possible without first taking that first step to start with 5 minutes. I believe that this is the other reason why so many start journeys and quickly quit those journeys, because they want to walk before they crawl. They want to run before they walk. They want to sprint before they run. And in doing so, they hit a wall that stands guard for life for all those trying to take shortcuts. When individuals hit this wall, they immediately think that what they were trying to accomplish was not feasible. Yet it was. It is. But we must respect this wall that simply says, do the work, put in the reps required, learn to crawl before you can walk so that later you can run and eventually sprint, and sprint into that life you have always dreamed of. It is possible. It has been for me. It has been for millions of others. It can be for you too. You simply need to take that leap of faith in you. So take that leap of faith, bet on you, get started. Do the one thing today. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.